Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
June, they say, is the wettest month of the year. And we got a good chance for showers today and tomorrow and really all through the week. And through the summertime. We're in a summertime pattern. What are you going to say? Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Let's talk about them, LSU Tigers. How you doing, Jeff?
How about yourself?
I am outstanding. I was afraid to put the game on Saturday night. I know it has nothing to do with anything, but I did, and I was very happy that I did. Tell me, for people that missed the game, recap the Arkansas game for us.
Well, LSU jumped on Arkansas for 3 runs in the second inning. So that, I think, allowed LSU fans like yourself, Tommy, to exhale a little bit, get settled into the game. And it started with back-to-back walks and then a beautiful bunt by Danny Dickinson for a hit. And then you had a base hit by Stanfield. Michael Braswell drove in a run. Josh Pearson drove in a run. It's 3-0. Arkansas pulls its starter, which I think surprised a lot of people. Zach Root, he's one of the best left-handed pitchers in college baseball, but Cade Anderson might be the best pitcher, left-handed pitcher in college baseball, because he was dominant in that game on Saturday night. 7 strong innings. He strikes out 7, and then LSU's bullpen does the rest of the work. A great outing by Chase Shores, and then Cason Evans comes in to get the save in the 9th inning. So a well-pitched game. Arkansas, one of the best offensive teams in the country, held to just 1 run, their lowest run total of the season. 4 hits, only the second time they've been limited to just 4 hits on the year. And it was an outstanding game, and it was exactly what you would want, especially pitching-wise, from LSU. And you wanted Cade Anderson to go out there and dominate, and that's exactly what he did.
Tell me about UCLA, this team they're playing tonight.
Well, I think when everybody saw how the bracket, the College World Series bracket looked, you saw that big game against Arkansas and said, man, if LSU could beat Arkansas, they'd be in a really good spot, and it really clears the way for them to get to the championship series. Arkansas is the best team in this field, and the betting odds tell you that too as well. Between LSU and Arkansas, they go into this thing as co-favorites, but this is a really good UCLA team. I mean, they are just as good offensively as Arkansas. Now, you might say, well, hey, they don't play as tough of a, you know, they play in the Big Ten, they don't play in the SEC, but UCLA has one of the toughest non-conference schedules in the country, and they have yet to lose in the NCAA tournament. And they have one of the top players in the country in Rock Chalowski, who's a potential number one pick next season. Not only is he a great offensive player, he was the Big Ten player of the year, but he was also the Big Ten defensive player of the year. But offensively, you know, a 362 average, 23 home runs, 74 RBIs. They got some other sophomores on this team that are really good, and Peyton Brennan and Roman Martin. That's exactly how, you know, Jay Johnson described them, as a very strong sophomore class. So a really good team. They'll actually be pitching. They used two of their best starting pitchers to get past Murray State on Saturday. So they're going with Landon Stump, a sophomore right-hander who's 6-1 with a 4.54 ERA. So it's obviously a drop-off from what LSU faced against Zach Root as far as the type of type of skill level that Root has as a starting pitcher compared to Stump. So maybe LSU can get the bats going here a little bit more. And, of course, Anthony Ianson will be on the mound for the Tigers tonight.
So take me from here, not to get ahead of ourselves, but if LSU beats UCLA tonight, what happens then?
Well, then they will play again on Wednesday night, and they'll play the – if LSU wins tonight, then they'll play either so before LSU and UCLA play tonight, Arkansas and Murray State meet up in an elimination game. So let's just say Arkansas wins to make it – explain it easier. So if LSU wins, then you have the if LSU wins, they would play the winner then of the UCLA – Arkansas game. That would be an elimination game, and LSU plays them. And then whoever is the winner of that game would have to beat LSU twice in order to knock off LSU and get to the championship series. Meanwhile, LSU, all they need is just one more win after tonight to at least get into the championship series.
Wow. Jay Johnson been dealing with the transfer portal too, huh?
Yeah, this is a very interesting time, you know, for college baseball coaches, because you are worried about your main priority, obviously, is trying to guide this team to a national championship. But the transfer portal is open, and, you know, there's seven teams still left in the College World Series. Meanwhile, everybody else is focused in on next year and trying to get guys out of the transfer portal. And LSU still has been able to, during this time where you're worried about 2025, they've also been able to get a few players out of the transfer portal to get ready for 2026. I don't think, you know, last year LSU went big into the transfer portal. I mean, look, tonight Anthony Ianson's going to be your starting pitcher tonight. I mean, he was one of the big gets out of the transfer portal last year along with Daniel Dickinson, and they got a lot of other guys as well. I don't think they're going to get as many guys this year because you had a very talented freshman class arrive on campus this year. You're still going to have some guys. You're going to have several holdovers from this year's team that will be on next year's team. I mean, they'll lose up quite a bit of guys, but I don't think they're going to go as many. And plus, you got roster limitations going into effect next year. You can only have 34 players. That's down from the 37 that you have now. So you only can have only 34 players. So I don't see LSU going as heavy in the transfer portal this year. Plus, they can't be as aggressive. They, you know, Jay Johnson can't be out there right now, you know, traveling around the country visiting some of these transfer portal players. But once LSU season is over with, trust me, he'll be going out and visiting players. That's exactly what he did in 2023. He went out and I think it was a day after the season wrapped up and they had the parade. Well, not a parade, but a championship celebration at Alec Box. He was out there going, visiting players and trying to load up for the following season.
So when it comes to transfer portal, I don't know what's going to happen with name, image, likeness. Does LSU going far in the College World Series help them with the transfer portal? Hurt them? Because I can make a case either side, where it helps them because people want to be associated with a winning program, or it hurts them because they think they don't have a chance to play.
Well, I think it's – yeah, I could see it go both ways. I mean, there's probably some really good players in that transfer portal that are waiting for the College World Series to end so that they can – you know, if they're interested in playing at UCLA, Arkansas, LSU, Coastal Carolina, whatever – you know, pick whatever school that's still left – they may not decide to go ahead and make a decision at this point. But for schools like Tennessee and Georgia and Ole Miss and Mississippi State that are sitting at home right now and, again, you know, more focused, obviously already preparing for 2026, yeah, they can be a little bit more aggressive. And players that are really looking to play and get an opportunity that they know they'll have a chance to play and be a big part of a team next season, they'll go ahead and make their choice, their decision. But, you know, LSU is, I mean, we saw it. I mean, here, as I mentioned at this just a few moments ago, I mean, when you look at, you know, Ianson and Dickinson and you hear how these players talk, I mean, LSU is a prime place to play if you want to go play college baseball. It is a big time destination. So if you're and from what I understand, this transfer portal class is very strong. There's a lot of good players in it. And if you're one of the best and you want to play at one of the best programs, well, you'll just sit and wait till Jay Johnson has a chance to really sit down and talk with you. But some guys have already made that decision. I mean, LSU staff has already identified a few guys, and they've been able to get commitments out of them. And again, I think they'll be a little bit more selective this time, this go around, as compared to last year.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We'll come back, talk about LSU's pitching staff, some more. Jeff Palermo, our guest, WRL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. Tigers taking on the Bruins tonight. We got the action for you here on WWL. 621 traffic now, WWL. All right, 627, Tommy Tucker, WWL. LSU is your home for is your home for LSU Baseball College World Series. They take on UCLA today at 6.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Pre-game at 5:30 is brought to you in part by Lamarck Lincoln, E3 Industrial Staffing, Helmpain Decorating, St. Martin, and Bork, and Rejuveme on WWL and the free Odyssey app. Go Tigers. Jeff Palermo with us, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. Jeff, let's talk about LSU pitching and managing the staff from here on out.
Well, they got a great start from Cade Anderson on Saturday. I mean, it was exactly what you needed. He pitched into the eighth inning, and then Chase Shores and Casein Evans came in and finished it off. And both of those guys will be available Monday, or tonight, I should say. I'm talking about Evans and Shores. So LSU's pretty much got everybody available, and you got, obviously, Anthony Ianson, who's good enough to get you through seven innings here tonight. So you really have, other than, obviously, you're not going to bring Cade Anderson back here tonight, but you're in a really good spot. Where it gets tricky is if you lose this game, because then you got to turn around and you got to play tomorrow night. And as I mentioned, if you lose tonight, that means you then have to win three in a row in three consecutive days to get to the championship series. And that's when you have to rely on your pitching depth to get you through there. Now, LSU has done this before. Really, the last 2 years that they've been in the College World, or the last two times they've been in the College World Series, they won the first game, lost the second game, and then had to battle their way back through to get to the championship series. 2023, it led to them winning a national championship. 2017, they ended up losing to Florida in the championship series. So, you really don't want to try to test your pitching depth. You would love to win in this game. And then on Wednesday, you know, depending on who's available, you know, you'll have more of a, you won't probably have Cade Anderson or Anthony Ianson, but LSU, what has been a very good thing for them this season is that they have really developed some pitching depth on this team. They got, I think, several guys that they can count on. Obviously, you saw Case and Evans. There's Zach Cowan still out there. Chase Shores has really come into his own. Cooper Williams has been really good as a freshman. Maverick Rizzi has had his moments. There's DJ Primo. There's a lot of guys that they can go to. And I think they showed the stat during the game on Saturday. I mean, LSU's got seven pitchers that throw 95 or plus. So you got a lot of options out there. And what you want to do is stay in the winner's bracket because it's a lot more easier to manage once you get in the loser's bracket. Not only are you trying to stave off elimination, but you're also trying to, you know, battle through and count on some guys that you normally don't count on in high leverage situations.
You feel good about tonight, Jeff?
I feel good about tonight. You know, this UCLA team, a bit of a mysterious team, right? Mm-hmm. You just don't know much about them. You knew about Arkansas, but this is a good UCLA team, so don't think this is just going to be a cakewalk for LSU.
Be fun. We'll watch it and we'll listen to it here on WWL, and we'll look for what you have posted at WWL.com. Always some fun reads from Jeff Palermo. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Stephen Procopio with the Public Affairs Research Council about the recently concluded session. Right now, time for WWL First News.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.